and Lifestyles programming. This is the Travel World Radio Network.
And welcome back to the Travel World Radio Show across America via satellite around the world at www.twc.ca. Stephen Pickford along with Willem Backus and talking about Kingston, Ontario, Lake Ontario, the 401 Highway Corridor, and very fitting at this time of year, this year, because of the 200th anniversary of the War of 1812. We, of course, have traveled with some of the correspondents from the War of 1812.
And tell us, Steve, who was the senior correspondent at the War of 1812?
Oh, I don't know. There was between Vic Phillips and Wally Crowder. I don't know who.
My kids think I was there. They were staying at that 1770 Holiday Inn with a key card that the aliens left. But, you know, still, I mean, halfway between Montreal and Toronto on the 401 corridor is the often overlooked town of Kingston. And to be honest with you, if you really give it a second chance and go through it, Kingston can actually be a destination unto itself.
Oh, yes. A great weekend getaway destination. I stayed at the Ambassador Hotel on Princess Street. I like that location of the Ambassador Hotel because it's nearby everything, but also a great view of marshlands, protected natural resources. And you get a view of the old Kingston Penitentiary way in the distance. That's slated for closure shortly. Near the Via Rail station, not too far from the 401 exit, but not right in the core of the city. So it's a very quiet location, free parking, free Wi-Fi, and a great indoor water park. So if you're traveling with children, or even if you're an old man like myself, you can relax. There's a splash pad, there's a steam room, dry sauna, two whirlpool tubs, 100-foot water slide, nice warm water, not too deep, 4.5, 5 feet, just the way I like it. And it was so relaxing that on my last day, I just sat in one of the chairs by the pool and I fell asleep for a good hour. And it's not too often that I feel that relaxed. So it's a resort in the city. There's a lot of kids, all well-behaved kids. I found them very well-behaved and looked after by their parents. It wasn't a mad zoo and a lot of shouting. They do have staff, lifeguards, and moderators on site. So if somebody does get a little out of control, they can keep everyone happy. Everyone is a happy customer at the Ambassador Hotel, and they enjoy themselves. They've spent well over a couple of $1 million upgrading the property, renovating the property, spotlessly clean rooms, and nice and quiet, as I say.
Now, it's a renovated property. What was when do you say the original property was built?
I would say in the 70s and the 80s.
Okay.
So it's not an old property, but it's been kept right up to date. They've got a restaurant on site, so again, you don't have to go. They've cooked to order breakfast. And a lot of local companies, a lot of groups. I think the Lions are having a meeting there. They have 22,000 square feet of meeting space, executive boardrooms. So it's a meeting and conference destination. Welcomes a lot of group tours. Buses stop by there that are going up and down the 401. It's a great.
Do they offer upgraded amenities?
Yes, there is like a top, larger rooms on the sixth floor, and sort of executive rooms, a little bit of extra space, and have a fridge and sort of a wet bar area, a whirlpool tub. So, you know,
the whirlpool, that's one of our favorite things.
Yes, you can upgrade if you're going away, you know, for a romantic weekend getaway. I saw some couples there that were having like a second honeymoon. Hey, they were enjoying themselves. They were
business. That's really something if they have a destination quite like that for a second honeymoon.
And you're just a couple of minutes straight down Princess Street to the waterfront where there's so many great shops, restaurants. Downtown Kingston is a walking destination. And I love the use of the locally quarried stone, the buildings from the 1850s, 1860s, many of them are restored. It's a city that has charm and atmosphere. It's a university city, Queen's University. It was once the site of one of the largest locomotive manufacturing complexes in Canada, the Canadian Locomotive Company. That site is no longer there. They've redeveloped that land on the waterfront into...
Was it affiliated with Canadian Car and Foundry at all?
Canadian Locomotive Company was actually owned by a consortium of some of the initial investors of Canadian Pacific. They had a cross-ownership with a locomotive manufacturer in Scotland, and they manufactured in Canada under license quite a few of the designs from American Locomotive out of Schenectady, New York, and Fairbanks Morse. So quite well known. Over 100 years, they manufactured many of the early locomotives for both the Grand Trunk Western and the Canadian Pacific. Now, of course, one of the places...
That segues great into Via Rail Canada, of course. Oh, yeah, this is the main corridor. I mean, Kingston is typically a drive destination, but Via Rail is one of the best ways to get there.
Oh, yeah. Via Rail, all of the Montreal-Toronto and Ottawa-Toronto trains stop in the other direction in Kingston. The Via station is within half a mile of the Ambassador Hotel, so very easy to get to. And public transit in Kingston is very well designed, lots of buses on the road, and so you could come in on the train, stay at the Ambassador Hotel, and take the bus right downtown and walk around, because take a city tour, there are trolley buses, you can take a walking tour, haunted tours at night. And one of the museums, a couple of museums that I really, the Bellevue House, which was the home of Sir John A. Macdonald. He was from Kingston, Canada's first prime minister. Very interesting home. And also, War of 1812, Fort Henry. You had Daily Garrison Parade is a must-see, and they have the Fort Henry tattoo in July, so thousands of people come in to see that. But also Kingston, because it's also a penitentiary town, the House of Corrections. There, Corrections Canada does have a museum with every possible restraint and bondage device and punishment device imaginable. So, what really got me, I looked, and just down the street was a hobby store and a national car rental outlet. I said, boy, this town has it all, right? But that's a unique museum. You go there to Kingston and you say, that is a museum that you have to see. And I really enjoyed it.
Now it's a real must visit, Steve.
Oh, yes, a real must visit. I mean, it was spellbinding, and it could keep you there for a long, long time.
And it's the women's prison, too, you know, home of Carla Homolka for all these years. So.
Well, didn't she move out to...
They moved her into Quebec after a while, but she started off...
Well, they had, like, Joyceville. I mean, Joyceville is near there, and that's where... And Millhaven, and, I mean, Harold Ballard was in there, too, and Alan Eagleson and a few others. So many people have passed through Kingston in the day, but... Those people did not enjoy the amenities of the Ambassador Hotel. And you can check out the website, ambassadorhotel.com, 1-800-267-7880. And they have a number of great specials, spring and summer specials, starting off with some weekend getaways at $129 a night. And through the summer, if you stay 2, 3, 4 nights, you get increasing value of restaurant voucher and gas cards. Take away some of the pain of gas prices as you drive down the highway. Although the gas prices in Ontario are more reasonable than the ones in Quebec. So wait to get to Ontario to gas up. Most of the service centers have been renovated. I think there's only one or two still waiting to reopen along the 401. So now they're going to street pricing, and no more of the Scott's Chicken Villas and the 16...
You mean the $20 two-piece chicken dinner or the $30 shepherd's pie?
Yes, yeah, $30 shepherd's pie. I think they're going to make it $60 and extra for cheese, but the...
can count the pieces of cheese.
Yes. And so now they have Burger King and Tim Hortons. And as one clerk told me at the first... they're called En Route, O-N for Ontario, En Route. And their HMS Host has the franchise. And one of the clerks told me, hey, keep your cup. It's unlimited drinks. So keep your cup. You get it at Burger King at your first rest area. Keep it. They're color-coded by the day, and just to drop in at the next rest stop and fill up. So driving along.
So when visiting Kingston, which is a very excellent destination all by itself, whether you're coming up on the 81 via Gananoque through New York State.
Oh, yeah. Do spend the time to take one of those Thousand Island cruises. You take one from the Kingston Harbor, two and a half hours. You can have lunch on board. And Beautiful, beautiful scenery. That is so peaceful, and good food aboard too. So that is
fly
a must.
Fly to Montreal or Toronto. Take Via Rail. It's a convenient access. And once you get to the Via Rail station, it's make the Ambassador Hotel your base when visiting Kingston, Ontario.
Oh yeah, you can enjoy their fabulous indoor water park, that 100-foot water slide, that warm water pool, the whirlpool. Enjoy the multi-million-dollar renovations, the comfortable rooms, reasonable prices. Check out their website at ambassadorhotel.com or call them 1-800-267-7880 for some of their spring and summer specials, and enjoy the hospitality that is Kingston and the Ambassador Hotel.
That's one of the things that you've got to do. You pass it by in your car, but stop in on Kingston. You take off on Montreal Street, which is kind of like the main drag if you're passing it on the 401. Go all the way down, and you'll pass the Via station as well. And now, would it be on your left or your right from there, Steve?
Well, when you take – I took the Sydenham Road exit from the 401, and I take the exit down. It ends at Princess. Turn left on Princess, and you cross over the little highway and little bridge, and then you're going to see the Ambassador Hotel on your right.
And that's it. Join us on Travel World with Will and Back. This is Stephen Pickford. Travel World Radio.